This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Friday. Welcome back. This is Casual Friday, or affectionately called on the internet, the Elisa Profumo Show. How are you, Elisa Profumo?
I am good. How are you?
That's catching on. I mean, people are now calling the show the Elisa Profumo Show.
Well, it's really the Casual Friday Show.
I know. You know, and I said to you, should we rename it the Elisa Profumo Show? You said, no, it's always been Casual Friday. I want it to stay that way. I said, okay.
Okay. Oh, I've got some good news.
Tell me.
Twinkies are back.
Oh, my God. I've been jonesing for them since they've been off the market. I didn't even know they were off the market. I mean, I knew they went out of business.
We talked about them going out of business.
I guess what I meant was I haven't missed them because I never eat them.
Well, evidently the real ones are back on the store shelves by July. It's newsworthy, so I just thought I'd mention it to our audience.
But I think what you should also mention is the president of the company made a statement in the press release saying that they will be just as delicious and fattening as ever, or something like
that. Everything will be as delicious and fattening as it always was.
I mean, think about that.
Michael Kramer.
Imagine if you made a product that caused women to spontaneously get pregnant, right?
Uh-huh.
And because we have this whole population issue, right? And so... And so the product comes off the market, and you come back and say, and this will contribute to pregnancies around the globe, and jokingly said that. Given the fact that obesity threatens this country so dramatically, I find it in poor taste, no pun intended, that he would even say something like that. This will be as delicious and fattening as ever.
With the obesity problem that we have today.
Well, that's what I just said. And so why didn't he just say the product will contribute to death and disease just like it always has? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he just say that? I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yes.
Jerk.
So did you see who – I think that they've named the most beautiful person in the world or whatever that People magazine talks about.
Unless it's me, I don't pay attention. when they name me, then I'll start paying attention. Who is now the most beautiful person in the world? Brad Pitt again?
No, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
And really?
The reason why I wanted to bring that up, because we've talked about Gwyneth Paltrow in the past, and, you know, somebody said on the news the other day that she works out for 2 hours a day, and she's so tall and lean. But if you recall, back in 2010, she announced that she had osteopenia.
Yeah, she broke a bone in her leg walking one day.
And they were talking about how beautiful, lean, and long her legs were, but yet she has osteopenia.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? And she'll be in a wheelchair. They'll be going, man, her legs are so lean and long. Do you remember when she could stand up? Oh, yeah, I do.
She says here, I suffered a pretty severe tibial plateau fracture a few years ago requiring surgery, which led the orthopedic surgeon to give me a bone scan, at which point it was discovered I had the beginning stages of osteopenia.
Yeah, but you know what, Elisa? That's the price you have to pay to be beautiful in this world today. You have to literally die for beauty. So there you go.
Well, she has cookbooks out.
I got to tell you, one of her recipes is really good, but she does not promote a vegan lifestyle in her cookbooks.
Well, didn't she do like vegan for a while and then she would eat meat and then go back vegan?
Yeah. So she cycles it on and off.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's one of her recipes I saw actually on a TV show looked pretty decent. It looked like something I would cook. It was like a braised chicken dish. And I would just replace the grains that she had it on, maybe with spinach or something like that. But her real problem is if she's exercising 2 hours a day, and she still has osteopenia developing, and she clearly doesn't have much muscle.
She does. She doesn't look like she has.
She's
any
probably
muscle.
Doing cardio for 2 hours a day, or Zumba for 2 hours a day, or something innocuous that maybe gets her heart rate up, and she thinks that that's exercise. She's not doing any heavy lifting.
Well, you remember who her trainer was, right?
That crazy girl, right?
Tracy Anderson.
Yeah. Who, you know. I know Kristen Chenoweth is getting a lot of heat right now in the media.
Well, because she's 4'11" and weighs 88 pounds.
Right.
And she tweeted that, how can you weigh 88 pounds and have a muffin top?
Well, and I'll tell you how, Kristen, because you don't do any weightlifting. You have no muscle on your body. Your weight is predominantly bone and fat and organs, of course. But that crazy girl reminds me of Kristen Chenoweth, the one that trains Gwyneth Paltrow. Because she's like 4'6". And she has no muscle on her body, and she's proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's proud that she's just wasting away. And she thinks that everybody should do that because that's the answer to looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes – these people are so confused. Women, I'm sorry. These women are so confused. They will continue to suffer and fail at their ideal look and weight because they will be made predominantly of fat. Kristen Chenoweth at 88 pounds at 4'11", I can understand that. My sister, who trained until she got Parkinson's disease, had a lot of muscle on her body. She was 98 pounds at 4'11".
Well, she also tweeted that her muffin top might be added, might be a problem because of her soda habit.
You think? You think?
I don't know. According to the executive director of the Kentucky Beverage Association, she wrote an editorial saying that diet soda and regular soda was not the problem with our obesity issue.
Yeah, no, and well, I will
citing
give her,
in her editorial saying that everything is calorie in, calorie out.
Right. Well, to a certain degree, that argument would stand. I would say that diet soda is not the exclusive reason. It's not the exclusive obesogen out there, but I would say that it's a great big contributor. And obviously, taking the word of someone who heads up an organization who's tasked with promoting beverage sales is like listening to the fox tell you that he did not eat a chicken last night. That chicken must have ran away from home.
But she said the safety of low-calorie sweeteners has been confirmed time and time and again.
Yeah.
In effect, when it comes to low-calorie sweetener aspartame, an expert panel of some of the world's leading toxicologists completing an extensive review of the ingredients in 2007 and said it was safe.
Yeah, but there's just as many credible scientists out there saying it's not. And this is where I come back to critical thinking.
Well, and that's why I have a problem with the mainstream media, because everything you read,
all they promote,
you know,
lies.
That, yeah.
You know,
just,
what's funny?
Just like that article about how testosterone causes heart disease in men.
Oh, that Brian Stanford wrote that.
And, you know, it's in the
newspapers. But you know what's really interesting when you read the article? He talks about testosterone, but then he cites superphysiological doses of testosterone and oral anabolic steroids that athletes use. While the article tries to say testosterone, he's talking about anabolic steroid abuse. He's not talking about normal HRT, which is shameful that he could even do that with a clear conscience. The guy's a doctor. And this is an example of when you let your agenda start to dictate your message. You start lying to people because it's what you believe you want them to believe it to.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't use HRT. In fact, he says in that article that he was quite a jerk when he was young.
Because of aggression. And
he says he was very aggressive and he thinks it was testosterone. Now, show me a legitimate doctor who will use an N equals one study to try to promote public health. Right? So he thinks he was a jerk when he was young and he thinks it was because of his high testosterone levels. And now he has low testosterone levels, admittedly, and feels he's a nicer guy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't realize that those low testosterone levels are causing other issues with his body. But now he's a nice guy. And there's no way to prove that he had high testosterone levels or that they were leading to his aggression when he was young. And if anything, all the research shows quite the contrary. So here's a guy who is a doctor I put him in the same class. You know what? He'll never be on this show again after that article he wrote and another one about paleo he just wrote. He's just promoting his own agenda. He's broken with logic.
I just want to mention one more thing about that Chenoweth, Christine Chenoweth.
Yeah.
She says in the same article that she hates exercise. And then the U.S. Weekly raved about Chenoweth's body, calling her slim and toned.
Yeah. This is the problem. This is the problem. And this is why poor women, I feel worse for women than men. Because men all want to be muscular.
Mm-hmm.
So we have it on our side to be healthy, if we choose it. But women, they're afraid to be muscular because they keep pointing at people like Kristen Chenoweth and Gwyneth Paltrow and saying, this is what beauty is. It's not what beauty is. There are people in concentration camps that look like that. It's not beautiful when somebody's starving you. Look at these models. They admit to eating tissue
paper
because it fills them up and it has no calories. I mean, look how sick we are. Women, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. The only question I have is if you eat tissue paper all day, when you go poopy, do you still have to wipe? I guess not. Because it's tissue paper that's coming out. It wipes itself.
You're speechless? That's unusual.
Yes. Yes. My mother would say that's impossible, actually. We have to take a break. Do you want to talk about Jessica Alba now? Or you
just
want to
really
wait?
Quick.
Yeah, please.
They were on the news talking about her this morning.
And I like her.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. She should have been the most beautiful person.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
But she just had a baby. And one of the things that she did to get rid of some of her loose skin and body fat from
pull the muscle back in.
And pull her, because she does work out and she has a shapely body. She used a girdle.
I like that.
And she said she wore it every day for a long, do you remember
what
this? A few months. And
she
sweat. It really made her sweat.
But that's not where the magic is. Now think about this for a second.
Okay.
A baby destroys your abdominal muscles by pushing out on them for 9 months. And then you expect them to go back just by getting the baby out. No, you have to have an equal force in the opposite direction pushing them back. So a girdle is a perfect idea for a woman. Absolutely.
Will they work for people who haven't had babies?
Yes. I happen to know. Excuse me, I had a belch.
A trainer.
I happen to know a trainer who recommends body corsets and girdles to both male and female competitors in order to get their body, especially their hips and waist, into the proper proportions. And it works.
That's interesting.
And this is why I said when we talked to Brad Schoenfeld about women who have, they diet down, but a lot of times women have right where the thigh meets the buttocks at the back there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little pocket of about 3 inches wide and 2 inches high that can still carry some cellulite. And the woman is getting on stage. Well, guess what? Get a couple ACE bandages, tie it around those areas, wear it that way for a few hours, take it off about a half hour before you have to get on stage so that the lines disappear, the cellulite will be gone for at least a few hours.
What about the old myth of using Preparation H? Does that really make it suck
I don't
in?
Know. It's supposed to reduce the it's supposed to constrict blood vessel constrictor, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, it's supposed to choke off the blood vessels. But the blood vessels under the skin are already very small. Preparation H is generally trying to reduce the size of a vessel whose elasticity has been lost, and so it's bowing out, almost like if you ever had an old bicycle that had a tube, if you got a bubble in the tube, that's what it's working on. So I don't know that Preparation H really works on normal size vasculature, but I guess there are some competitors out there who can speak to that. I really don't know. I've never used it.
No.
For any reason, I've never used it, I'm proud to say. So anyway, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of really fun things to talk about. And who knows, we may even hear Elisa Profumo rant on the Elisa Profumo / Casual Friday show. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why.
assert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I just want to mention something. The world radio premiere of the documentary by Gary Null called War on Health will be airing this weekend on the Superhuman Radio Network. This is very, very exciting to me. So those of you who are going to be around your computer or you have the app to listen to the show stream live like you're listening right now, this is the schedule. Saturday, the 27th, 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay? It's a one-hour documentary. And then Sunday, it will be rebroadcast at 10 a.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m.
Did you say commercial-free?
Yes, it's completely commercial-free.
Good.
Yeah. So you can and this is, listen, this is an amazing documentary, okay, with some stellar guests on there who all give credible, legitimate, accurate evidence that the FDA is in fact operating as a criminal organization, breaking the constitutional rights and laws of the American people. And you got to listen to, when you listen to this, you go to yourself, why isn't anyone doing anything about this? Why isn't this administration or any previous administration or any future administration, this is completely nonpartisan, okay? Why isn't anyone doing anything about this? What the hell is going on? You got to listen to the documentary. Go to the Super Human Radio Network Facebook page, and you'll see the times again if you need to see them there. Okay.
Okay, I have some breaking news.
Go.
Carl Lenore is going to do 2 hours of Zumba tonight with me.
Yeah. If any of you live in the Louisville market, you can come down to the waterfront. There's like a mass Zumba class.
It's a mass Zumba dance for the Kentucky Derby festival. And this is going to be held outside on the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from 6 to 8 this evening. It's free for people, and you can just go join in.
Right.
And I wanted to go, and none of my friends wanted
and
to go.
Which is really interesting, because all of your friends love Zumba, right? They're always talking about, oh, well, we don't lift weights, Elisa, but we love Zumba. This one will say, no, I don't go to the gym, but I do Zumba. So Elisa was like, okay, here's something. They won't come to the gym with me, so I'll go to Zumba with them. And so she sends out an email to everybody going, hey, let's do this mass Zumba class.
It's from 6 to 8 tonight, and nobody would go.
Why?
One girl said she was intimidated because she's only done Zumba twice, and I've never done Zumba.
I'm going to look like a goofball out
well,
there.
Well, I think I'm going to take a video for and put it up on Facebook
tomorrow. Okay.
So everybody look for the video of Carl doing Zumba.
There you go.
Okay, speaking of cardio, I know we've talked about this on the show before, but what do you do? Do you do cardio first, weights first, or what do you, what do you?
Well, right now I'm doing cardio at a totally different time than weights. So I'll do cardio first thing in the morning if I'm doing cardio that day, and then go to the gym and lift. And I don't even do warm up cardio when I lift right now, which is totally different for me, because usually I used to do 10 minutes of cardio first and then lift, and then maybe some cardio after on occasion, if I wanted to try to burn more calories. But overall, very, very limited cardio of that type for me.
Because all of the trainers I've asked about doing cardio first, they've always said, of course, you know, which I do. I do my 10-minute warm-up, then I lift, and then I come back and do cardio afterward. It's what I used to do. But then I started doing, which we've talked about before, cardio points.
Right.
And so then I read an article on metabolic effects.
Right.
It's metaboliceffect.com.
Right.
And they did a study of cardio first, then weights first, then cardio. And then they also included the cardio in between. But what they did was they had, you'd go lift weights of whatever, do one set, and then come back and do 30 to 60 second sprints on the treadmill, then go back and lift and come back.
So you're really doing more of an interval cardio in between instead of slow state cardio.
Right.
Okay.
So what I started doing was I'd go do a couple sets, just say leg presses or whatever I was doing that day. Then I came back to the treadmill and I ran on the treadmill for 5 minutes, but I did it at a very accelerated pace.
For the whole 5 minutes, or did you do sprints and then walk and sprints?
Well, I did sprints.
Okay.
I ran sprints. And according to this article that I read, the women who did this and did the integrated cardio with their weights,
right,
they lost 991.8% fat mass more than the others.
Nine times more fat mass, basically, is what they're saying. Nine times more fat mass. That's pretty impressive. So doing cardio, so it sounds like if fat loss is your goal,
yes,
like if you're cutting, that doing cardio points, but doing it where you're doing high intensity interval cardio during your workout session. So you would lift for a little bit, then go do some cardio, then lift for a little bit more, then go do some cardio, then lift for a little more.
Or have a jump rope with you and do jump rope in between your sets.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. That's really good. And you know what? Adele has written extensively that doing cardio first, when exclusively muscle growth, hypertrophy is the goal.
Okay.
Is the way to go. So there you go. You have two separate approaches right there. That's pretty cool.
That is good. Yes.
Okay, where do we go now, Elisa Profumo?
Well, I want to talk about an article that I read.
Okay.
Is frozen the new fresh?
Yes. Now the reason you want to talk about this is not so much that you're saying, look, frozen food is bad, but go ahead.
Well,
this is really
not,
good.
No, not all frozen food is good and not all frozen food is bad.
Right.
The frozen food that I have issue with is the lean cuisine and those types.
The ready-made meals, Hungry Man dinners and all that sort of stuff.
But what you're saying to me, what you've said to me is that like the broccoli or the spinach, it's flash frozen and it's good. It's good.
It's a good alternative. Yeah. It doesn't have any preservatives in it. So mm-hmm. That's good. And generally, it's full of the nutrient value that you would get from it if it was fresh.
And you're starting now to be able to buy organic. Like at Trader Joe's, I can get frozen organic strawberries.
And spinach, too.
And spinach.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And green beans as well.
But what I have an issue with is this article that I read. It says, a $50 million ad campaign funded by Big Ad is hoping to bring consumers back to the freezer aisle. So how come they can afford $50 million for an ad campaign, but they can't afford anything to label if it's GMO or not?
Right, because remember, their complaint about GMO labeling was it would be too expensive for them to label GMO on their boxes,
mm-hmm.
which we all know is complete and utter hogwash. But yet they can drop $50 million, seemingly at the drop of a hat, to try to get people to recognize that frozen foods should be revisited without any guarantee in sales. I mean, people could see this ad campaign and go, well, I still don't like frozen food because freezer burn makes it taste like crap. Well, I don't like to cook my food in plastic in the microwave, right?
Uh-huh.
They'll drop that $50 million at a drop of a hat, but they won't spend a nickel to add to the labeling that this is GMO and non-GMO, which shows that they're full of baloney.
And the companies are ConAgra, General Mills, H.G. Heinz, Kellogg, and Nestle. Those are the ones that donated millions of dollars
to defeat
Prop 37 out in California.
Right, right. So this goes to show you that they're nothing but big fat liars. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They have the money if they want to spend it on what they want to spend it on. They just don't want to label GMO because they know people will stop buying it. But isn't there like a push right now that potentially could get GMO labeling reinvestigated or what's the word I'm looking for here? Will all genetically engineered foods soon be labeled? The Genetically Engineered Food Right to Know Act would require the FDA to include labeling on all GE products. We're not talking about General Electric either. We're talking about genetically engineered. But this is Americans who want to know if their food product that they buy contains genetically modified ingredients got an important boost towards reaching that goal on Wednesday. Senator Barbara Boxer and Rep. Peter DeFazio introduced the Genetically Engineered Food Right to Know Act, which would require the labeling of all GE foods at the federal level. So we don't have to worry about I love this. You know what I love about this? So they dropped millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars to defeat Prop 37. And what that did was it raised the ire and disgust of people who then started calling their senators and representatives in California and said, this is BS. And those politicians went, oh, wow, we have a lot of people to make happy with this. That's a lot of votes. So now they're going to bring it to on a federal level. I love this. This is great.
9 senators and 22 representatives co-sponsored the legislation.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's awesome.
This is great. And I hope that we get it on because this is going to be so sweet a victory. So sweet a victory. And don't forget, Barbara Boxer is a close ally of our president. Okay? Very, very close ally of our president. Very, very well known. Now, while our president seems to favor Monsanto and genetically engineered foods, it's going to be hard for him to deny one of his staunchest, closest, strongest allies who brings him California time and time again when she puts her name on this bill.
It says here the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reached out to Monsanto spokesman Thomas Helscher for a response. He said that the company had not seen the legislation, but referred the reporter to the company's web statement. And their web statement was, We oppose current initiatives to mandate labeling of ingredients developed from GM seeds in the absence of any demonstrated risks. Such mandatory labeling could imply that food products containing these ingredients are somehow inferior to their conventional or organic counterparts.
That is not the... Well, you know what? We could say that about everything on the ingredient list. Let's see. There's ionized water in drinks. Well, just because that doesn't pose a risk, does that mean that we should take it off the label? This is an example of putting your thumb to your nose and flagging your fingers at the American people and saying, you know what? We really don't care what you think.
We have the money and we're going to use it.
Because if that's the case, I can use that on everything that's on a label that's not dangerous. Say, well, you know what? We don't have to list sugar anymore because it's really not dangerous. And we don't have to list water and the type of water. We don't have to list citric acid because citric acid isn't harmful. Let's just take everything that's not harmful or could be perceived as harmful off the label. This is a sham. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I smell victory this time. I smell victory. Right now, Monsanto's going into its pockets and then calling Barbara Boxer and they're going, look, you can't do this. The president isn't going to like it. And I hope she says to them, I really don't care. I smell victory this time. I hope they get this on. And if nothing else, you know what this does? It brings the discussion now. Because don't forget, most people in Wyoming and New Hampshire, when they heard about Prop 37, they're like, well, that's California. It's going to bring the discussion now to a federal level, to a nationwide level. It's going to make people go, well, what's the big deal about GMO? Maybe I need, oh, wow, did you see the tumors on those rats? Gee, I don't think I want GMO.
And so, in light of so many other countries that are banning it.
Right. So I think this is good. Whether we get this on or not, every time we talk about GMO in this context, it makes more and more people look at GMO and go, you know, I think I'd rather err on the side of caution and wait to find out if it's really as bad as all people are saying it is. So this is good. I like it. You're looking
time
at me
for
like
a break.
Don't
I was
we have
waiting.
To take a, yeah, we actually went 3 minutes over. Elisa's actually getting better at producing the show than I am. I think next Friday she's just gonna come in by herself. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more good things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, and Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
And have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before?
Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Usher. Welcome back. We have to plug a website in New Zealand for our listeners in, is it New Zealand? No, Netherlands. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. There's a website in the Netherlands called ergomax.nl, and they now carry Whey Natural USA whey protein at better prices than are available here in the United States.
That's great.
So for those of you who live in the Netherlands, ergomax.nl, get your no heat pasteurized from Amish cows. Raw, the closest thing to raw milk that you're going to get, whey protein from Whey Natural USA at ergomax.nl.
Okay, and Adele Musa sent me a message saying that he wrote about that study that I just mentioned back in August. He's on top of it.
Oh, yeah. You can't pull any wool over his eyes.
So if you want to read about that study, go to subversity.com.
Okay. That sounds good. Subversity.com. Okay, so now, what are we going to talk about, Elisa? Something I really want to talk about desperately.
Okay. You want to talk about the chicken first or the
egg? First the chick. Let's talk about the chicken first. Right, chicken and the egg conversation.
Actually, I read an article this morning about poultry plants, and their chemical use is on the rise. First of all, in this article, it talks about how so many of the workers that work in these poultry plants are walking away with lungs that are bleeding. They actually had an inspector who was
like 38 years old.
He was 37 years old, and he died after being transferred to an upstate New York processing plant. He was an inspector, and he was there for 5 years. He died in 5 years from blood, his lungs bleeding.
Okay, so and it's a well-known side effect of being in contact with the mist, if you will, or the air in these poultry plants, because what they basically do is, in order to keep the line moving fast, right? So let's say they have to process 10,000 chickens a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop the line and clean it up, okay? There's chicken poop flying everywhere in a lot of cases with these places, and they can't stop the line. So what they do is they spray everything constantly with antimicrobial, antibacterial agents, so that they're basically trying to create an aseptic environment, in an environment that is just clad with bacteria and pathogens and everything else.
The Agriculture Department health inspectors say processing plants are turning to the chemicals to remove contaminants that escape notice as processing line speeds have accelerated, in part to growing consumer demand for chicken and turkey. It's now going to allow an increase in the line speeds, boosting the maximum speed by about 25%. So basically what they're going to do is they're just going to spray everything. Whether the chicken needs it or not,
right.
They're just going to continue to spray.
Right. Now think about this. So you're going to get the residue of these antibacterial, antimicrobials on the chicken, especially if you buy chicken with the skin on.
This change is part of new regulations that officials say would make poultry production more efficient and transfer more responsibility for inspections to industry.
Right. And the reason they have to do that is because they can't inspect. The USDA and the FDA have no ability to inspect the companies that they're supposed to inspect now.
To keep speeds up, the new regulations would allow visibly contaminated birds to remain on the line.
Right. Now, you know what they're talking about when they talk about contamination?
Rather than being discarded or removed.
When an animal is processed, the sack, if you will, that encloses all of the organs and intestines from the esophagus down to the anus is called the offal. I think it's spelled O-F-U-L. O-W-F-U-L. So when they process a cow, when they process a pig, when they process a chicken, they usually split it open and they literally, on a table with a large animal, but on a small animal, it just falls out like a little sack. And then they cut it and they throw it aside, okay? Well, what happens is sometimes when they split the animal, the blade goes too deep, it cuts the intestines open, and the poop comes out of the intestines. And it's all over the animal and obviously all over the processing area in the immediate area. So in those cases, you would expect the line would shut down and they would clean this mess up. But what they're doing instead is they're just dousing the animal with antimicrobial antibacterials and sending it on its way, dripping feces on everything else. Well, now they're saying, well, look, if we speed up the line, we can't deal with these birds on a one-time basis. We're just going to have to spray everything. This means they're going to spray people, the line, the equipment, the birds. Everything is going to be doused in this stuff. So if you're still buying your chicken at the local grocery store after hearing this, you deserve what you get.
I've got two things I want to read. The proposed rules say all carcasses on the line will be treated with antimicrobial chemicals, whether they're contaminated or not, which is what you just said. And then it says, while federal officials say the enhanced use of chemicals can promote public health by fighting such contamination as salmonella, government agencies have not conducted independent research into the possible side effects of consumers using the chemicals.
Okay, so think about this. We just learned about what triclosan does, right? They put triclosan in your deodorant because it's an antibacterial, antifungal, right? Mm-hmm. You rub it under your arms,
And your hand sanitizers.
Right. And so now we know that there's now disease being associated with exposure to triclosan. We know that it causes some heart abnormalities.
It's feminizing fish.
So now they're going to spray stuff like that on your chicken. And then you're going to get it home and you're going to make soup out of it. You're going to feed it to your kids and you're going to go, you know what? I just can't afford to buy chicken from my local farmer. It's like $1.75, $2 more a chicken. Well, the money you're saving now, you'll spend on pharmaceuticals later to keep you alive.
I don't see how they can say, we need more chicken. We're going to speed up the line, produce more chicken. Doesn't matter if we have to put more chemicals on it. Doesn't matter. We don't know if it's safe or not.
It's not about safety. It's about production and profit. Profit always wins over human life when the FDA and USDA and organizations like that are in charge. Because remember, they're people, right? The guy from the FDA, USDA goes to the factory. The guy who's running the processing plant goes, look, we need to turn up the line. We can't afford it. It costs millions of dollars to build a bigger plant. What we can do is just spray this stuff. And they hammer. We have no choice. But there's nobody on our side calling that FDA, USDA rep and going, we don't want that stuff. We don't want that stuff. So they only get one side pressure. They get pressure from the industry. And who are they going to give in to? They're going to give in to pressure from the industry. So it's not like everybody at the USDA and FDA is sinister. They're just trying to do their job. But the problem is the input they get is completely unbalanced, and it's all about profitability and not about health.
Well, and it's not going to get any better because the FDA had a cut of $209 million from its budget.
Right.
And so now they're saying it's going to force them to conduct 2,100 fewer inspections.
I have a better idea. Take the entire FDA budget and zero it out and fire everybody there and start a new organization, fund it with less money, have it not get any of its money from industry, and let it do the job that it was supposed to do in the first place. This is a great opportunity. They shouldn't be getting any money at the FDA because they don't do the job they're supposed to do. Listen to Gary Knoll's documentary on this on my channel this weekend. It's airing three times on Saturday, three times on Sunday. When you hear this stuff, you're going to go, how could this be true? Is this really true? Yes, it is. How does the FDA get away with this stuff and still make – they get paid. They don't go to jail. They get paid instead. It's sad.
And they also get money from people like Monsanto.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I want to stay with this for a second, right? Before we go to the egg discussion, right? Because now the eggs are being, you know, villainized again, saying, well, eggs really aren't good for you after all, which is nonsense, right? But I want to stay with meat just for a second longer. Did you see that picture of a rack of ribs on Facebook?
I did.
This is clearly being posted by the vegan agenda. And
do
I want to talk about
so?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So they put a picture of a rack of ribs from a cow on the internet in a processing plant, obviously. And it had a pus-filled cyst. And they said, oh, these animals generally always have tumors, and they remove the tumors. First of all, that was not a tumor. It was a cyst. If you're too dumb to know the difference between a tumor and a cyst, find somebody who's had a tumor. And find someone who's had a cyst. A cyst can be drained, and tumor requires real, real medicine to try to reverse. Ask any person who has cancer if they'd rather have a cyst, and they'll tell you yes. So that wasn't a tumor. But now that we cleared that up, this is from CAFO Factory Farms, folks. These are animals that are being given antibiotics and living in filthy environments and eating unnatural diets, and they're developing these cysts. This cow didn't come from some Amish farmer that was raised on grass and finished on grass. You don't see those kind of cysts in those kind of cows.
That picture was disgusting.
And it was designed to be disgusting. It was designed to make people who eat meat think twice. Oh, but now let me fast forward to something that was in the news just this morning, and I want to talk about it. So 18 states are having a cucumber recall right now, right?
Yes.
The vegans love to say, well, the vegan diet is healthier. Not true. Numerous studies show that at best, the vegan diet is no healthier than an omnivore diet. And more recently, vegans have a 2 times greater risk of cardiovascular disease than omnivores. But let's forget about the health side from that. Let's say that the vegans and the omnivore diet is heads up the same, which it really is. Vegans are not healthier, period. End of story. Vegans are always pointing at, well, meat is dirty. The bacteria on meat is the same bacteria as that's on feces. I remember Tony Robbins. You know Tony, Anthony uh-huh. Robbins, the guy, the famous guy?
Mm-hmm.
He said he became a vegan because he learned that the bacteria on meat is the same bacteria found in feces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what, Tony? When you're eating that salad, there's feces on it. What do you think that they fertilize that salad with, that lettuce with, that cabbage with? They fertilize it with the unnaturally created cow dung from cows who eat corn and grain, which is where the H7 E. coli comes from. You don't find the H7 E. coli in a grass-fed cow's intestines. You only find it in a cow that's been eating corn and grain and soy.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you're eating your salad, remember that all of the recalls in the past 20 years that have had any meaning and wide-reaching scope in this country were for produce, vegans.
Cantaloupe, spinach.
Produce, vegans.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you post a picture of a pus-filled cyst from a CAFO-raised cow, remember that right next to your croutons on that salad is some E. coli from the cow manure that they fertilized it with. It's shocking to me. Shocking. So, okay, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
Because whenever I go off like that, I think I lose the strength of my message because I get so flippin' angry. So, anyway, okay. All right, do you want to talk about eggs yet, or you want to go into the break first?
No, I just said that, the chicken and the egg, because it's a joke.
Well, and ironically, that was posted on Facebook this morning, and let me find it real quick. Because I want to say the person's name who posted this on my Facebook page. But this morning, there was a post on Facebook talking about the fact that, you know, oh, Scott Burbank, bad news for egg lovers, heart disease study shows it spoils our breakfast. So in other words, now eggs are out of popularity again. Before they were showing that people who ate eggs had less problems with cardiovascular disease. Now they're saying they do. Okay, forget about science, folks, okay? This is evidence of a new type of evolutionary selection pressure. Okay. Before it was famine, before it was cold weather, it was brontosauruses chasing us down and eating us. There's a new type of evolutionary selection going on. And it's the humans who lack critical thinking skills are the ones whose 200 to 300 years from now, their gene lines are going to be vacated. They're not even going to be in our gene pool anymore because they're the ones who follow this kind of message. Ask yourself, Who's getting fatter and more obese? The people who follow the ADA, the MyPlate, the FDA, the USDA, all their recommendations, and people are getting fatter and fatter. This idiot saying soda's okay. These people are idiots. If you listen to them, they are the Pied Pipers of death. If you listen to them, you'll end up like the rest of Americans who are dying today from diabetes. Okay? Those of us who are eating eggs and training hard and eating plenty of healthy animal protein and fats and staying away from commercially grown vegetables and we look good, we feel good, we don't have diabetes, we're strong in the gym. Our genes are going to continue on. Okay? Every fat person out there that you meet will say to you, I don't understand it. I eat healthy. And God bless them. They're telling the truth. They eat healthy according to what the ADA and MyPlate, USDA and FDA tells them. And they're getting fatter and sicker by the day.
Well, but if it's just some of the articles we've talked about today from the mainstream media,
right.
People think they're eating healthy.
Yes.
Because of what they read in the mainstream media.
If I had a nickel for every person I've spoken to that has diabetes and has said to me, I don't understand it. I eat healthy. Well, by whose standards? Well, I eat lots of healthy grains.
Beans are high in protein.
Beans are high in protein. And it's like, you know what? I avoid fat at every turn. Oh, I see. You eat the way the mainstream promotes. You think that's healthy because they tell you it's healthy. And this is evidence that those who have critical thinking skills that can look and say, okay, that lemming walked off the cliff and died. That lemming walked off the cliff and died. I'm in the line. That lemming went off the cliff. You know what? I don't think I'm going to walk off the cliff. I think I'm going to step to the right and let a couple more walk off. And if they all die, I'm going to turn around and walk back. I don't care if the mainstream media says walking off the cliff is the thing to do. So this is the new evolutionary selection pressure. It's those who lack critical thinking skills. Their genes will not be in the gene pool 200 years from now. That's it. I want to leave you with that thought as we go into the break. I hope that you have critical thinking skills because I want you to be around.
You sound like you're preaching.
I know. Can I get an amen? I just heard an amen from somebody. There you go. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Back again. Sadie's back. Tell a friend.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and click the RG Cell banner ad today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. I'm calm. I'm composed. Go ahead. I dare you to try to rile me up. You can't do it.
I'm sure you'll have another moment. I just want to read something Dr. Dalmusa posted while we were talking earlier. He said, you're probably onto something with the deodorant, Elisa, and not just due to the triclosan, but also in response to blocking the sweat ducts on the basis that antiperspirant formulations are designed to block underarm sweat ducts and breasts arise from blocked breast ducts in the adjacent region of the body. It's plausible that breast cyst might also arise from antiperspirant use if sufficient chemicals are absorbed over long periods of usage. The recent study reporting raised aluminum levels in human breast cyst fluids, most notably from type 1 cysts, compared with serum or milk, provides evidence warranting further research into a link between aluminum-based antiperspirant use and breast cyst development.
And this is a show, this is something where I have the jump on Adele, because I actually, we did a show over a year ago when we were in the old studio. And I want to say, the guy who was on, his last name is Brain, he started that website.
How Things Work.
We talked about the research behind and some disease states that have been linked to antiperspirants. And it's why I stopped using antiperspirants over a decade ago and went for deodorants instead. Because it's not natural to stop yourself from sweating.
I'm not sure. I need to check and see what I'm using.
And women are the ones who suffer because they have these other studies on PubMed that link the aluminum hydroxide or aluminum, one of the links that to the development of cysts like Adele is talking about. So it's been shown, but no one talks about it. And if you ask a woman, you know, she'll say, well, I got to use this. Otherwise I stain my blouse. Who cares? When did bodily fluids become unpopular? I mean, really? Okay. So anyway.
Okay. So did you hear where Marky Mark put on 40 pounds of muscle?
Yeah. And you know what I said? We saw the thing and I said, steroids. And I know that was mean-spirited of me.
They were talking about it on the news this morning and how he put on 40 pounds by eating chicken to every 2 hours.
Yeah.
He better be careful. The chemical in the chicken might make him sick.
Yeah. There you go. No, but come on. Let's be honest, right? Marky's using something else, too. You don't put on, look, Mark has always had a great physique and there's definitely muscle memory at work here. But you don't put on 40 pounds, and he's thick. I mean, he looks great.
He,
you don't put on 40 pounds that fast.
And he's not young.
No.
He's not young. Mm-mm.
But I'll tell you one thing. I love the guy. I love everything. I mean, you know what? I loved him when he rapped. I loved him when he made the transition to movies. Now he's producing. He's one of the most brilliant, most talented, and I would say most handsome. Okay? I'm having a gay moment. guys that I've ever seen. So there you go.
Well, I kind of think Hugh Jackman is most handsome, but
nah, no way. Mark Wahlberg and Hugh Jackman. I mean, Hugh Jackman is nice looking, but Mark Wahlberg is hot.
Well, he's more masculine, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
is,
and he's got swagger. You know what I mean? He's got but Jackman anyway, doesn't have swagger. He's kind of like he's got that thespian thing going.
I think he does.
Nah,
but anyway, so
and I'll tell you what else. Jackman can deadlift a lot because he got ready for the movie Les Mis.
X-Files, too.
Okay.
Or the Wolverine. No, no. Wolverine.
Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg can knock him out.
Well, anyway, so that new movie, Pain and Gain.
Yes, about bodybuilders.
About bodybuilders, yeah.
Yeah, right. Bodybuilders who kidnap somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They couldn't do a good show about a bodybuilder who saves the world, right?
Right.
Oh, there you go. I know. I want to see that movie.
I do, too. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so what's new on the flu vaccine horizon, Elisa Profumo?
Well, there's a couple things. One is that the flu vax is still being given to children despite being banned from under 5-year-olds.
Yeah. So in other words, if your child is
2010.
Yeah, so if your child is 6 years old, they'll give it to them, even though that it's been shown to be dangerous to children under 5.
Oh, no, they're giving it to under 5-year-olds.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. Over in Australia, this is an article.
From Australia, okay.
From Australia. And it just says that the flu vaccine is
still being administered
to children under 5.
What is wrong with doctors? Are they stupid? They don't care. It really comes down to they don't care. Let's be honest, right?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's that greater good mentality. And then of course, you know, let's preface the next segment by saying all governments are parasitic in nature. They create nothing. They just siphon money off from the labors and toil of other people. That's how governments make no money. It's all from taxation. So anytime the government sees something that's making a lot of money, they go, hey, how can we get our portion of that money? Kind of like Al Capone used to do when he used to extort money from business owners. He'd say, hey, you know what? You want somebody to break your windows? No, of course not. So you want to pay us for protection and nobody breaks your windows, right? It's extortion. It's parasitic. And that's how governments function as well. So now the government sees that the vaccines are making hundreds of millions of dollars every year in sales, right? Actually, billions of dollars when you think about it. Yeah, okay. So they go, hey, wait a minute. We missed something here. How come we're not getting our share of that money? So now they're going to create the IRS is going to create a special line item for flu vaccines. Mm-hmm. So they can tax specifically flu vaccines.
I just want to read something from this article about the flu vax. It caused minor to severe side effects in nearly 80% of the children, with at least 1 in 4 of the youngest children developing a fever after their first dose. So why, I don't understand, how can they say to age 5? I mean, if the kid's 5.5 or 6, it's not going to affect them the same way?
Right, right.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. But now think about this for a second. Why do you think they want to tax flu vaccines?
To make more money?
Yes, that's for
sure. It's always about the money.
Right, but also to fund something.
Oh, well, they've already got a fund for compensation.
Right.
They already do have a compensation fund for vaccines.
They have had to indemnify the pharmaceutical
industry. Since 1988.
Right. They've had to indemnify the pharmaceutical industry.
It's paid out only. Now, this article that I'm reading says it's only paid out $2.5 billion
yes.
in 25 years.
And that's probably, think about this.
Only.
That's probably $1 million per person. So do the math. How many people? And remember, that's only the people that had the wherewithal and good fortune. And that's a term I shouldn't use because their child either died or got sick. A good fortune to be able to prove that their child got sick or died immediately and as a result of the flu vaccine. The hundreds of millions of parents out there whose children don't develop disorders until the following months or following years, they don't get any money. They don't get any money at all. And so the government's going, holy mackerel, we paid out $2 billion for flu vaccines gone wrong. We need to get that money back. How do we get it? Oh, I know. Do we make the pharmaceutical companies give it to us, the ones we're indemnifying? Oh, no, we don't want to piss them off because we want to get elected and we need their support, the pharmaceutical industry support next year. Let's go ahead and add the tax to flu vaccines. Who's going to pay the tax? You think doctors are going to go, well, I get $35 for a vaccine, I'm going to lose 70 cents a vaccine? No. He's going to charge $35, $40, $45. They're going to charge more to cover the tax. So who does the burden get passed along to for this incestuous and parasitic relationship?
Us.
The American people. Does it get passed along to only the wealthy?
No.
No.
It's everybody.
Yes.
Delayed, it's, I don't know if you said this, but it's 75 cents per dose.
I said 70, I think.
It's 75 cents per dose.
Yeah. Yeah, doctors aren't going to take that out of their end. They're going to say, we're going to have to charge a dollar or two more for this vaccine. That's all they're going to do. The pharmaceutical company's not going to come down on their price for the doctors to make up for the 75 cents.
At the end of this article, it says, as in the case with all government trust funds, there is no cash set aside to pay out claims. According to the November 2012 report on the Vaccine Trust, the $3.5 billion balance is invested in U.S. Treasury securities. In other words, financing a portion of the $16.5 trillion national debt.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Well, the good news is I don't get vaccines.
I don't either.
I'm not going to be contributing to that fund. Mm-mm. And, you know, I feel bad for the people who do have to get vaccines for whatever reason, but I'm not one of them.
Speaking of which, vaccines, I saw while I was on my treadmill this morning, I was watching the news, and they said that the HIV vaccine.
Yeah. They had to stop the trial
because it's not effective.
Yeah.
It's not preventing HIV.
So wait, let me get this straight. A vaccine doesn't work? Can't be. Can't be. The CDC, they promote vaccines way too much and claim that they work and they have value. This can't be true.
Sorry about your luck.
Sorry about my luck. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, do we have more stories to talk about?
There's a couple other things I want to talk about, and then I have some listener things.
Comments. Yes, mm-hmm. Good. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Stay with us, okay?
Satisfaction.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams grams of protein per scoop, choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I'm Oprah. It's Casual Friday. Okay. So, what do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
You wanted to talk a little bit about Monsanto, right?
Yeah. This wouldn't be a show without Monsanto's. Okay, so Monsanto's at it again. They're attempting to get a law passed in Oregon that would set in motion something very dangerous. They already have the Monsanto Protection Act on a federal level, but you know, just look at states that have approved marijuana's use, right? States have the final decision on how they want to handle federal laws. They can ignore them or they can prosecute them. Well, Monsanto realizes this, right? So they're out there trying to pass a law. It's actually called Bill 633, Senate Bill 633 in Oregon.
Can I read what it says?
Yeah, please.
Makes legislative finding and declaration that regulation of agricultural seed, flower seed, and vegetable seed, and products of agricultural seed, flower seed, and vegetable seed to be reserved to state is how it's stated in the 633.
Now, keep in mind, they were very strategic in how they worded. They purposely did not use the word genetically engineered or genetically modified. They keep it to the seed level.
Mm-hmm.
But in that language, it would disallow states from handling on a state-by-state basis their desire to have their farmers be forced to use genetically engineered seeds. So Monsanto is very smart. They realize that this federal law has no teeth unless the states follow it, and we know that states do what they want to do. Look at how many states keep approving marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they get this on, it's done. I don't know what can be done in Oregon. I got to find out more about Senate Bill 633, when the date is, and who can be involved in lobbying against it. But something has to be done before President Obama signs this bill. Before the state signs this bill and follows in suit with the bill that President Obama signed, giving Monsanto the country, basically. It's disgusting. I just wish they'd go out of business already. I really do.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, if people keep avoiding Monsanto-produced foods, it will happen eventually because we vote with our dollars. We have the ability to put Monsanto out of business in 3 months. If the nation could get together and organize itself to not buy anything that has anything to do with Monsanto just for 3 months, okay, tough it out. Their profits would drop to near zero, and they would be going to the government for help. And if the government bailed them out, then obviously that would be a sin. But we absolutely could. We could bring Monsanto to its knees if we wanted to. Same way we brought the mortgage industry to its knees. Stop paying the bill. So anyway, okay.
Okay, I want to mention a little tidbit of information.
Okay.
The bug zappers.
Oh, we were walking through the store the other day.
we were in Home Depot.
And I said to Elisa, should we get a bug zapper? Because they're so cool. And I
love electrocute bugs.
Yes, but I'm thinking like mosquitoes and flies and stuff like that, right?
No, and you but said they're a total waste of money.
And you said
they
that.
They kill the good bugs too.
Yeah.
And they kill butterflies and the things are attracted to that ultraviolet light and it kills everything, lightning bugs, everything. Yeah. They're a total waste of money. They don't work. They end up killing thousands of beneficial insects that don't hurt people.
Well, you know the old saying, kill them all and let God sort out the good ones?
No, I've never heard that before. I'm only kidding. So don't buy those bug zappers. They don't work. They hurt the good ones, too.
Even though they're fun to watch.
Well, they electrocute bugs.
They're still fun to watch.
No, they're not.
Okay, I take it back.
Well, I don't think they are. That's only my opinion, though.
Okay. All right, so no bug zappers this year, folks. I'm sorry. I have to call. I'm going to have to cancel my order to Sharper Image. I just bought a bug zapper that's 16 foot wide and 13 feet tall. It looks like an outdoor movie screen.
Okay, I've got a couple listener questions and comments.
Okay.
This one is from Michael Cooper, and he's talking about the Mark Wahlberg film. It says, Mark Wahlberg film, Pain and Gain, coming out. He also has a supplement line called Marked. Have you heard of that?
No.
I read he put on 40 pounds of muscle in short period of time for his role. He would make a great guest for podcasts, especially since he has a product to push. There's a chance to get him on.
I don't know. How do we reach out? I guess we have to find who handles his publicity. Yeah.
That might be fun to have him on.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is from Jonathan Curtis. Carl, casual Friday question. Hi, Elisa and Carl. Last week you discussed the dangers related to PPI drugs. I'm 28 years old, been on PPIs constantly for 8 years, however, suffered from GERD from the age of 12. For the last year, I've eaten about 80-90% paleo, thanks in part to your show. Sadly, the dietary changes made no difference. I tried to follow Chris Kesser's GERD protocol of ditching the PPIs and boosting the acidity of the stomach acid with betadine, HCL, and pepsin.
Betaine,
yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This caused me to blow up like a volcano. My question, could you recommend a method for getting off such drugs, keeping in mind the rebound effect of discontinued use? Also, could it be possible that some people just produce too much acid? I've had two gastroscopes, which determined there was nothing mechanically wrong, and a blood test, which I assume cleared me of pathogens. Love your work. Casual Friday is my favorite show. Keep it up.
Okay.
Thanks,
I'm going to tell you what I think you should do, and it's going to be like, you're going to go, wait a minute, Carl. How can that help my problem? Start taking 3 milligrams of melatonin before bed every night. Just do it. Don't ask me why.
Why?
Well, I said don't ask me.
And that's why I asked.
Because there's studies that show that when people are on proton pump inhibitors, one of the ways to get them off is to start giving them melatonin.
Well, so should he stop taking the PPIs?
No, I would titrate it. I would titrate it. Cut your dose in half for 2 weeks. Cut that dose in half for 2 weeks. Cut that dose in half for 2 weeks until you're not using any more. But in the meantime, start taking melatonin at varying doses. Try 3 milligrams. If you notice your reflux is better the next day, try 6, and go to PubMed. Go to PubMed and Google for smart people, PubMed, and search for GERD and melatonin. And there's like a half a dozen really good studies that show that melatonin is as effective, if not more, than Nexium in resolving GERD. And clearly, the linkage has to be something to do with, we know that when you sleep, that's when the body prunes the flora in the stomach, and there's a lot of things going on in the digestive system and in the immune system when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if you sleep well or you don't. Do you have sleep problems? But I would just try taking 3 milligrams of melatonin, fool around with some different doses. At the same time, start titrating your Nexium or whatever proton pump inhibitor you're taking and see what happens. I know it's counterintuitive, like, wow. Why would I take a sleep aid? Because melatonin does a lot more things. It affects a pleiotropic on the body. And one of the things that it's been linked to is GERD. So there you go.
Okay, this one is from Robert Dietz.
Okay.
Hello, Carl. I'm an avid listener and love all the interviews you do. I think the biggest takeaway from your show is do not take anybody's advice and start taking supplements willy-nilly. Do your own research and use critical thinking to prescribe what is best for yourself. My top 5 supplements are already sponsors.
Oh, that's nice. And that's it. I say don't even trust me. Don't even believe me. I'm in search of the same information you are. I'm not an expert or an authority like so many other experts and authorities out there. I'm in search of knowledge. This is like X-Files. I'm in search of the truth, you know, of what's out there. So if you hear something on the show, do your own research. Absolutely. And if more people use critical thinking, we would have a lot less sick people in this country. So if you got that message from this show, then I have succeeded. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What else? Anything else?
That's all of the comments that I have at this time. Do you have any?
No. Yeah. Oh, wait. I have one here. This one comes from an unnamed person. Carl, you're the most handsome, wittiest, smartest person I've ever seen. You're so strong, and you're a great role model for children. And why are you not president of the United States? Oh, I wrote that myself. I'm sorry. Okay. No, I have nothing else to contribute.
Oh, Dr. Andrew posted, I'm sorry, Adele. I'm reading it on Facebook, and it says right. Dr. Andrew. He posted that a study about regression of gastroreflux disease symptoms using dietary supplementation with melatonin. He posted that on today.
There you go. Thank you. The man who always makes me look like I actually know who I'm, what I'm talking about, Adele Musa. So thank you. I applaud you.
Thank you.
My brother in Germany. Okay, so that's it. Thank you so much for listening this week. We had a lot of great shows. We have a lot of great shows planned for you next week.
I'm looking forward to the one, the glute guy.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
building
that's
a better
on Tuesday
butt.
Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be great. Brett Contreras. And, of course, if you live in the Louisville market and want to get a good laugh, come on down to the waterfront when I'm doing Zumba tonight. So there you go. Look, she's laughing already, and she hasn't even seen me because I'm a klutz. Have a great weekend.
Bye.